Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about working with a massive 100-inch virtual display using AR glasses and SpaceTop software. Buckle up.
Wow, a 100-inch display on your face? That sounds intense. So what's the gist of this SpaceTop thing?
Basically, imagine your usual computer workflow, Slack, browser tabs, everything, but spread out on a huge virtual canvas thanks to AR glasses. You can rearrange windows, switch between them with a glance, and basically turn anywhere into your own personal command center.
Okay, but how exactly does it work? Are we talking full VR headset here?
Not quite. It's AR, augmented reality. The author used X-Real Air Ultra 2 AR glasses, which are a separate product, but essential to the SpaceTop experience. They connect to an Intel Core Ultra PC via USB-C. And the magic happens through the SpaceTop software, which uses a subscription model.
Subscription, you say? How much are we talking?
$199 gets you the glasses and a year of software. After that, it's $200 annually. Oh, and if you need prescription lenses like the author, that's an extra $50 to $150 depending on the type.
That's a significant investment. Was it worth it? Did the author enjoy the experience?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. While the software itself seems pretty slick, allowing for multiple windows, intuitive controls, and customization, the comfort factor was a big issue. The author found the glasses, even at a relatively light 2.9 ounces, too heavy to wear comfortably for more than an hour.
Ouch. That sounds like a deal breaker for some people. I mean, if you can't wear it comfortably for long periods, what's the point?
Exactly. The author also mentioned a limited field of view and the constant distraction of seeing the bottom edge of the lenses. It seems the seamless, immersive experience promised by the marketing materials didn't quite match the reality.
I see. So, lots of potential, but hampered by some practical limitations. What about the actual functionality? Did it work as advertised?
The author praised the software's stability and usability, saying it made navigating the virtual space relatively intuitive. The ability to have multiple windows open and visible at once was a definite plus, especially for multitasking. But the physical discomfort and reliance on the laptop's input devices seemed to outweigh these benefits.
So it sounds like a mixed bag. What was the author's overall verdict?
Let's put it this way. They wouldn't recommend it for most people. The high price tag, combined with the comfort issues and the limitations of the glasses, just didn't justify the benefits for them. However, they acknowledged that some tech enthusiasts might find it appealing. It's really a niche product.
So, not quite ready for prime time. Got it. Thanks for breaking that down for us.
You got it. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.